At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Morning Show. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. A lot of good movie music we got going on today.
John, what happened? You have a small Rita.
So I was going to get there. So Rhea Hughes, a.k.a. Rita Hughes, brought us all Ritas, which was very kind, and brought the little cups for us. But usually John doesn't need it because he's got his, like, four times the size cup.
I was talking to Tommy.
So you didn't have your normal routine in that break where you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I almost like count on you having that as
I can't
as we do
watch you eat out of that tiny little cup.
Feels
it
tiny.
Does feel, yeah, it does feel so petite.
It feels wrong, honestly, is the word.
Almost
I'm
like
to...
a Dixie cup.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it does.
But I will in the next commercial.
You'll
I will
remedy
have a
this.
Thank God.
Get my my mix of lemon, mango, and blue raspberry.
There you go.
Good. All will be right in the world.
But this is the red.
The red Swedish fish.
And it really does taste exactly like the red Swedish fish. It's
unbelievable.
Great.
I'm always so amazed that they could do that, where they could take water ice and make it taste exactly like something.
It's special.
Amazing chemical.
It is. Yeah. The chemist.
I love it.
In the lab. See, that's something the camera always uses in the lab, like for anything where people, like when you're doing your music, it'll be like, John's in the lab. And I'm like, I think he overuses it. This is literally in the lab. Like the chemists are actually in the lab. So I feel like that's appropriate to use the in the lab there. All
right, but it's also delicious fruit flavor.
True.
Just that whatever the fruit that represents the fish.
Yeah.
The red fish.
The red fruit.
That red fish fruit. It's one of my favorite fruits.
It's like a tropical punch type.
It's so good.
I think, kinda.
It's not cherry. It's
no, I think
not
it's tropical punch. I think it's closer to tropical. Like closer to tropical punch.
Is that what red represents?
I don't think it's exactly that, but I think it's fruit punchy. Like in that.
Red Dye 40.
John, Red Dye 40.
Which I thought they're banning.
Coco. Yeah, I don't know. I who knows what's going on with that these days. All right, Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified, one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. John Ritchie. Poll question today, we asked, who do you think is most likely to bat behind Bryce Harper cleanup for the playoffs? We gave three options. One, just to point out how bad Nick Castellanos has been. For those who missed it, Nick Castellanos has a .294 on base percentage for the season. For the season.
It doesn't seem
he has
possible.
Been an absolute disaster. He's batting .159 in August, a .159 OBP in August. Yes, because he has zero walks this month. He has just been an absolute disaster. He's a horrible defensive player. I pointed this out before. However, look, WAR is, you know, some people like it, some people don't, whatever. Take it for what it's worth. He is one of nine regular players who played or qualified, who played enough games to be qualified, who have a negative WAR this season. Nine. According to Fangraphs, Baseball Reference, one of the nine worst players in the sport this year. That's how far they're going with it. I think it's a little over the top. But he has been a detriment to this team the last couple months. So, John Ritchie, how do you think the voting came out? Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos, JT Romito, the options. I'm assuming... you don't think Castellanos won the vote?
No. I wonder. I wonder if Alec Bohm, I wonder if people are aware at his struggles in at AAA, even. I'm going to say Bohm wins this thing. Everyone
you are correct.
He's a better version of himself. I'm concerned that he might be slipping.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Give him some time to come back and stuff. But it is, look, you know I'm not the biggest Alec Bohm fan in the world. And certainly when it matters, the games are the biggest. Is he going to show up? Bohm wins the poll handily.
Wow.
58% of the vote goes to Alec Bohm. 26% to JT Romito. 16%. What the hell are you thinking? Nick Castellanos gets 16% of the vote.
Ow.
I guess the only thing that you could possibly say is he was one of two guys who hit in the playoffs last year. Yeah. If you want to go back, if we remember, it was just him and Harper. Everyone else was a disaster. So maybe that's it. But that, I don't know. That seems like a stretch to me, the way he's been playing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get some calls in. George in Delco has been waiting patiently. Thanks for hanging, George. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Yo, I'm here. I got
Hi, George.
A little Adam Sandler ditty for you. It goes a little something Ooh. Like this. Oh, back to school, back to school.
Wow.
Prove to dad that I'm not a fool. I've got my lunch packed up. My boots tied tight. I hope I don't get into a fight.
That was a phenomenal.
Billy Madison?
Yo,
Billy
George.
Madison,
that, dude, that was a, and one of the better impressions we've gotten from a caller on our show.
Needless to say,
it's outstanding.
Horrendous.
I know impressions.
George, that was really good, buddy. Well
cut
done.
That.
Thank you.
Cut that audio for us, Lewis.
Yo, so I wanted to, you know, we're just talking about the Phillies Twitter poll. From a different standpoint, not to get too sentimental, but to bring out your inner child and kids going back to school and stuff, how special do you think it was for Schwarber to get a pitch from his dad? I just thought that was super cool to bring
George,
that up.
George, I do too. And so I don't know if anyone, I'm sure some people heard the afternoon show yesterday. There was a different angle on that. Spike asking, AKA Mommy, is furious at Kyle Schwarber. He thinks Kyle Schwarber shouldn't have done it. He thinks it was an outrage to Phillies fans.
I didn't like it.
I love the whole thing, but like Kyle Schwarber had a chance to have
a
catch with his dad on a professional baseball field. I'm gonna say no, Kyle, don't have this magical moment with your father. Like
I didn't like it more that that the Reds
I blame the Reds. Kyle Schwarber supposed to say, like, no, I won't have this moment with my father? Like, get out of here. Like, I have no problem with Kyle Schwarber doing it. I think it was super weak sauce
they were
in the
clearly
Reds.
Clearly tampering.
I don't know that it's actually tampering, but it's definitely
flirting. Openly flirting.
Definitely flirting. I have a problem with the Reds. I have no, like, I don't think Kyle Schwarber, like, this is a chance to have a moment with his father. Like, I can't kill him for that, George.
I thought it was special.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was a beautiful thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I hate the Reds for it, but for Kyle, like, what a neat life experience to have. Why would I begrudge
that,
man?
I hope the Phillies invite Mr. Schwarber here.
Yeah, they should do it now. That you're good call,
John. First pitch here in Philadelphia.
Because it's funny, if they had done it initially, would have been like, oh, that's hokey, guys. Like, come on. But now, after the Reds doing it, John, you're so right. Dude.
I'm so down for the petty,
by you, dude. Yeah, then it's petty. Exactly, John. Great call by you, dude.
It.
I love that. All right, what else you got, George?
No, I just wanted to do the.
You got an answer for iconic image? You're the Sandler man. Try and win the Sandman tickets. What do you got for us?
Sandman. I got Miss Virginia Bennett, a.k.a. Julie Bowen, for the happy place moment when she's wearing the gorgeous white lingerie and she's holding two big pitchers of Moosehead beer. That's mine.
Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one, the happy place.
I won't give away Happy Gilmore 2, but it makes an appearance in the second one.
I would hope it would.
You're not going to like afterwards.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll get through it. Let's talk to Joel in South Carolina. What up, Joel?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Or is it Joel? Is it Joel or Joel? I should have asked.
Joel.
I thought so. It's usually Joel, you know.
Hi, Joel.
No, I was calling because of the Johnny Wilson situation. Like, I know he's been hyped up on blocking and everything, so, like, would it be possible if, like, you slid him out to, like, tight end and let him kind of, like, help out with that Landon Dickerson injury and kind of help him have him block and let Juwan Dotson
You could
continue.
Make him – I think it's a good idea, Joel, because you have a limited roster. Once we get to the regular season, certain weeks you could make him your tight end, which is your second tight end. Because he's so big, you could call this U Wilson personnel.
What about his favorite food?
That's
I thought it was supposed to be sausage sandwich or sausage pizza or whatever.
It could be U Wilson.
That's what it was, zebra sausage.
Or you.
Come on, John. If you're going to come up with it, stick with what you got.
U bacon cheeseburger. Because bacon cheeseburger is his favorite food. I'm going to pretend. And he is now your U tight end. He's your move tight end. He's your quasi fullback, essentially, who's leading at the point of attack. Potentially, you could do all sorts of things like that. He is a talented blocker because he's gigantic. He's getting better at the technique of it all. He's got the want to, of it all. He's got the toughness. Now he's got the belief in himself as a receiver, which is lethal. This guy's starting to feel it, and he's got so many natural gifts that he has not been yet able to take advantage of. I'm really looking forward to this. This kid is going to do some special things if he just keeps growing at this pace.
You know, it's unique. And to your point, John, I do think those catches in that preseason game gave him some confidence. Yeah, and we know, like, a lot of sports are confidence, man.
It
like,
matters yes. for everything.
And I've always said, I think in football more than any other sport, just believing you can beat the guy in front of you, believing yep. you're going to beat the guy in front of you and playing that way, I feel like it's sometimes more than half the battle in that case. It's so important.
Times it's just getting the opportunity in the first place. He's getting the opportunity out here with, you know, AJ being banged up a little bit. And last year he had a special sort of a niche spot because he was uneven as a player, but so uniquely gifted with his size. They would put him in to be a blocker. Now, can you imagine? I mean, the scouting on this guy, everyone's looking at the tape from last year and they're saying, okay, when they go to you burger personnel, you bacon cheeseburger personnel, they, the Eagles, they're going to run it every time. This kid, Johnny Wilson, he can't catch to save his life. Now, this year, you bacon cheeseburger personnel, he's going to score 6 touchdowns in the red zone because people are going to take him for granted as a receiver.
Such a good call, John.
And this guy finally believes in his ability, his gifts, to go up and steal it from everybody.
I would think to your point, too, especially early in the season when teams are looking at tape from last year, yep. right? And then sure. they don't know that, you know, that's fascinating. Joel, you got an answer for us for a iconic still image from a movie.
I don't know if it's been said, but Rocky Balboa, when he ran up the steps.
Oh, wow, that's a big answer, Rocky Balboa. Sorry. But it is an iconic image, him with the fist
wrong?
In the air.
Yeah.
Yo, no, John. He said it very wrong. No, he said it very
wrong.
But I don't even think I could do it
Bill
again.
Bawa?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Balboa. Rocky Balboa. You know, the great Rocky Balboa. Do we ding him for that or no, right?
Nah, he's from South Carolina.
So, that's true. That's true. A good point, Lewis.
He's calling us from there.
Yeah, that's true. Balboa. And I appreciate that. Balboa was not...
That might be an all-timer.
I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, you
now.
Need to cut that audio. We'll have to play that again,
please
too.
Yeah, cut that. Seriously.
I would like to hear it again
Bill
soon.
Bill Bawa.
Yeah, get us a little Bill Bawa. In the meantime, I'll...
Bill Bawa. Isn't that an herb? That is Bill Bawa.
I'm thinking like Bill Bawa Baggins, maybe.
No. There's Bill Baggins. There is Bill Bawa.
Yeah,
like it's
like
almost
yes, you're
like
right. You're right.
Like Echinacea and Biloba. No, Ginkgo Biloba.
Biloba. Yes, it's Ginkgo Biloba. And there's Bao Buns,
close.
Too.
Oh, Bao Buns. I love Bao
Me
Buns.
Me too. Bao Buns are so
Those
good,
are so great. So
How good. Have we gotten here?
I don't know.
How do they make a Bao
it.
Bun
I've,
that, like, the texture of a Bao Bun?
Yeah.
Is, I have it if you want to hear it again.
Phenomenal.
The Bao Bun? Oh, the Balboa. Yeah. Play us the Rocky moment. Oh well, we don't need the whole call.
I don't know why.
Part. Yeah. Just get us just him saying the answer at the end. Yeah, we'll get back to it. Let's in the meantime talk to man. He used to call us every single day in the middays. We come to the mornings. It's such a rarity, but it does seem to happen when Joe is not here. I will say that Chris in Middletown. What up, buddy?
Happy No Joe Day. Better than a snow day.
How about that?
How about it?
How's it going, Chris?
It's going, man. It's going.
How much do you weigh?
You guys are all.
Hey, no, seriously. No, how much? Hey, I learned how much Big Dom weighs yesterday.
Ooh, how much?
Am I allowed to say that? No, probably not.
No, but we know what it starts with.
374.
No way.
374.
Oh. Wow, he's tall.
Is that too much information?
Maybe.
I found it fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Well, but anyway,
quick,
Chris.
Let me just set up for the audience for those who don't know Chris. Chris is jacked. Chris is a power lifter.
Massive.
I just want to let people know there's a reason you're asking how much you weigh.
I met him.
If you're listening, you're like, what is going on right now?
No, I met him at an Eagles game last year.
He is,
and I was
jacked.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Chris, I guess, how much do you weigh now?
Well, so, guys, I'm following you, Richie. I'm in the
slimming you're slimming down
right now. So I'm down.
Wow. So
like a
freeze frame from a movie.
What, Lewis? Your mic's on. We can hear you in the background, bud.
So
there you go. He's talking to a caller, I think, right there.
A slender 218 right now, man. So
my goodness. I can't even imagine this.
Yeah, yeah. For
Mazel,
foregoing
that's great.
Some
yeah.
strength while I'm shredding. About a year ago, you know, I had walked in a gym. I was like, let me see how many times I could deadlift 405, and I cranked out 8. Now it feels like it's kind of bolted to the ground, but I know that a bounce back.
It's okay. It's okay.
Guys. It's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, real quick, George, dude, that's winner drop of the week right there material. That was amazing.
Phenomenal. I'm very excited. After your call, we'll hear the Rocky. I can't even – whatever he said, we're going to hear it next. It's going to be great.
Well, on both fronts, because he – pick a winner. Was it the song or was it the Bawa, whatever he said. So, anyway, James – listen, the purpose of my call this morning is, and I'm going to ask you some questions, and then if it's okay with
like
you guys.
I feel like I'm getting put on like the griddle right now or something.
Yeah, go ahead. And then I'm going to kind of fast forward and just go right to the end, give you my answers, and then just, you know, I'll listen to your responses afterwards because they may be
lengthy.
But here's what I'm curious of. I need the baseball savant seltzer on this because – I can't call the afternoon show because that guy, he's no longer an athlete, so we can't really ask him any questions anymore. So I need seltzer on this.
Wow.
James, when the Phillies expand the roster, please give us some names that you can expect to see that are going to get called up and be part of this. And in particular, what I'm looking for is there an additional bat other than Crawford? Because everybody knows about Crawford, and we're all banging the drums for him. But isn't there a different additional bat you see coming up to benefit us? And then on the flip side, in the bullpen, is there an arm that legit could give us a little bit needed depth? Because I do like how our bullpen is shaping up. I am thrilled to see the effect that Duran has had on the rest of them. They're all stepping up their game is what you expect athletes to do when they're around a superior athlete, is to step up their game, unlike Jack Fritz. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm looking for. So if you don't mind answering afterwards, and guys, I'm going to leave you with my response. Always great talking to you. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the beautiful day in the sun because there's no stress and you don't have to deal with any nonsense on your show all week. The iconic image for me that pops into my head immediately if I think of a still frame shot is E.T. and Elliot on the bike in front of the
moon. So I said it. It's a great answer, but I said it.
I have another one. And again, because I have a young daughter, James, a lot of these movies come from what I'm watching with her.
Totally.
How about the spaghetti scene from Lady and the Tramp?
Oh, well, that's a great answer. Nice. I was not thinking about that, but that's a really good Chris, great call. To answer your question, and it's a really, really, really unexciting answer, they don't expand the rosters the same way they used to. They just go from 26 to 28. So there is not, you know, it used to be go up to 40 in September. Honestly, Gabe Kapler, I think the biggest reason why they don't do that anymore is he took such advantage of those rosters and would have pitching change after pitching change and slowed the game down and all
that.
It was insane that they don't do that anymore. So, like, no, like, honestly, I think Jose Alvarado will probably be one of those. You know, he'll come back before September, but they'll use a roster about it. It'll be bullpen guys like Alan Rangel and these guys going back and forth most likely. The real question with it is, do they use one of those spots to bring Crawford up? And it really comes back to what they've been talking about, the whole do they want Crawford to play every day or not? Because I do think if they bring him up, he's not going to play every day the way they put this together right now. And
It's not going to kill the
I would bring it up. I would bring him up. Look, the minor league season ends before the major league season begins. Like, bring him up.
So I won't be playing anyway.
I'm with it. And also, like, find out if you got something. Like, what if this kid can help you in the playoffs? Even as a pinch runner, he's the fastest guy on the roster.
It's insane.
I like, It doesn't make any sense.
Now,
to me,
I've been calling for it all season, but I was out of my mind earlier. Now it just makes no sense.
Yeah, so Christopher, I think the biggest name to look for is Justin Crawford. I just don't know if they'll do it or not, but I don't think you're getting, especially with the Painter thing, where I think we've all kind of accepted they're probably not going to get much from Painter this year in terms of on the major league roster. Look, Nola's coming back. That's a roster spot that they'll use, but they don't expand the rosters in the same way they used to, and thus you're not going to get to see a bunch of different young guys come up and get shots. So we'll see. I think the Crawford thing by far the most interesting thing with that. All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. We're broadcasting from the Novacare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. It's Richie, it's Seltzer, it's Rhea Hughes, Louis Coco back in the studio. It's the Morning Show. It's the WIP Morning Show, broadcasting from the Novacare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. We're about a half an hour away from John Ritchie going to his happy place, watching some practice.
Well, first he went to his happy place and got some large.
Right. Yes, Rita's.
Rita, are you getting a Rita's franchise? I saw you talking to the franchise owners.
I don't know. We didn't talk shop like that.
Since you've been eating them out of house and home the past couple days?
I did talk to them about how much I love their product.
I mean, again.
I appreciate them as purveyors of this wonderful product.
If anyone's going to have a franchise, shouldn't it be Rita Hughes? I mean,
this is true.
Honest, we're going to do it that way, right? All right, Time Zero is coming up in a little bit. Joe and Hugh after us as we will descend on the practice field. John will watch a joint practice. We'll have more info from what John sees today, tomorrow on the show. Elliot Short Parks will join us again tomorrow from Borgata. Let's go back to the phones, get some calls in before we get out of here. Let's talk to our buddy JB in Chestnut Hill. JB.
Good morning, Pots and Pans. How are you?
My man.
Hi, JP.
First
JB.
Lady of Sports, Philly Sports.
Good morning.
First, Richie Rich. How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha. John, you were talking about elephants this morning. Do you know that they have somewhere between 30,000 and 40,000 muscles just in their trunk alone?
No way.
Yes.
Did you know that? Wow. I feel like usually when you say, did you know, to John, he knows. Like the back of you two with the fact thing, it's very funny. He'll be like, John, did you know that the 12th word in this language? And John will be like, yes, actually. And then say it and be like, I didn't know that. I'm like, you too.
Maybe I've read that.
Yeah.
No, that is amazing. Their trunks are
nuts.
They can, well, they're strong. They're also delicate. They can do all sorts of tasks.
Yeah,
from ripping a giant tree out of the ground to picking up a tiny little ant.
Super cool when you see that type of stuff. Yeah.
It's the dexterity they do, and they use it to make their own sunscreen with mud. That's how they cover themselves.
Wow.
They use their trunks.
Look at you. Just
brilliant animals.
Stuff.
Yeah. As far as, I mean, are we going to go back down to Justin Simmons, road? Because, it seems like the back end of the secondary seems like it's patchwork still. Like, is there going to be a decision really made?
And look, we had Elliot on, and he keeps talking about, none of these guys have really
separated. No, not at all.
Right.
And you would certainly like to see that, especially a guy like Keely Ringo, for example, who is a young player, a fourth-round pick. If he's ever going to do it, your chance is right in front of you, and you want to see someone grab that opportunity.
I think it was a miss to put all those eggs in that basket.
Well, yeah, it might have been. Look, but at the same time, you have to take risks in certain spots. That's the way
here for a while, and Vic has never seemed to like him.
But that's the salary cap thing. You have to. And look, I think the Jacorian Bennett thing, I think they wanted to draft Jacorian Bennett, and he went off the board, and they took Keely Ringo there based on, if I had to bet, they bring him in at the first opportunity.
But there's also a cash thing. They didn't want to spend some cash. Look, as opposed to cap, there are two different.
You just can't keep everybody. Lurie has spent more cash than any owner in the NFL the last 20 years.
I just think it's going to show up in that corner, on that corner.
I'm not going to rip them for the way they spend their money. It is what it is. There are going to be spots where you're going to lose guys, and you have to try and hope that your draft picks play well. They've done a great job drafting and developing lately. Maybe Keely Ringo might be a miss. We'll see, JB.
Yeah, might be. As far as a moment. Or a image?
Iconic image, yep.
Iconic image. How about the iconic image of Rocky and Apollo hitting each other at the same time?
So I've been waiting for it all show. It's a great answer because it is a freeze frame that actually ends the movie. Now, probably not as iconic as others, but it is a fun one. The, kind of going in and it ending on the punch. We all know Apollo whooped his ass.
You think?
Do you?
Well, yeah, I do. Everything goes back to the race on the beach. Yeah. Just compare the two. Apollo was half-assing it the whole time.
Not even trying. And Rocky's like giving every ounce of his effort.
I know.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
As fast as I can.
Yeah, yeah. Apollo knows he has Rocky where he wants him from the start. But hey, every once in a while, everyone puncher's chance.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's where that phrase comes from.
I guess so.
Let's talk to Dave and Chester. Hey, David.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hi, Dave.
So I've been. Hi. This is an unpopular opinion of mine. When Jalen played in Oklahoma and Alabama, like, I really couldn't stand this kid. And as things have developed now, I see exactly why I couldn't stand him. He's so stoic. He's about his business. He doesn't joke. There's something that has been, like Dan Orlovsky, given different attributes and put his quarterbacks in order. I think that we all have to realize the things this kid is the strongest at, there's no list. There's no list for his work ethic. There's no list for his drive. There's no list for his mentality.
Yeah.
But there is a list for everything else. And I think that has a lot to do with the how people screw Jalen.
This is such a great point, David. I agree. All these other things, arm strength and speed and decision-making, which, as G has pointed out many times, we don't really know what the decisions they're choosing between are. It's people are guessing somewhat. But you can, put a grade on these things. Like, they don't grade will and work ethic and dedication.
Toughness.
And want to. Leadership. And all these things, you know. And I think Jalen would be the top in all of those. You're so right,
no
Dave.
Doubt.
Yeah.
I do. And I mean, that kind of attributes to what Peyton Manning's outlook on him, the way he's saying how, you know, about his business he is. That's just something that's not registered. It's not something that people rate, and it should be. Because, I mean, Mamba mentality or Michael Jordan, whatever you want to use, he has that, man. And
Dave, we mentioned it before. John and I were talking about it. Like, I don't think it's a mistake that Michael Jordan chose him to be his ambassador in the NFL. He had Michael Jordan launching the Jordan brand in the NFL can pick anyone in the league to be his ambassador, and he chose Jalen.
Michael Jordan.
Like, I think that says something about the type of person that Jordan wants representing his brand and the type of person that he sees himself in. I'm so with you, Dave. Dave, you got an answer for us, my friend?
Yeah, so when I watched this movie, this moment was so preposterous. I never thought I would ever actually see it happen. It was a still shot in the movie. How about when in Major League, we've seen it happen this year when you had two people scoring within a matter of seconds at home plate?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a fun call, Dave. Great call.
I like
call.
That.
And that was what I thought about in the
moment. Oh, we all thought of Major
going,
League.
It's like Major League. It's like Willie Mays Hayes rounding. Mm-hmm. That's so great. All right, time zero is coming up in a couple minutes. Let's talk to Anthony in Haddonfield. Hey, Ant.
Hang on a sec. No, can you hear me?
It's okay. We heard you scrambling. I love the good, like, you hear the scramble, like, I'm going for the mute button. I got you. We're there. We got you, Anthony. No worries. How you doing,
Pat? All right. I want to first say I agree with Mr. Ritchie there about the defense going to be better or definitely just as good for the Eagles.
So Anthony, it's a bold statement. I'm very much with John in the sense that, especially compared to Joe, I am not nearly as concerned about the defense. I think they're going to be good because they have an all-pro at every level of the defense, and I think that is so massive. I am not ready to say I think they'll be better than last year.
I have a lot of concerns.
But
about this
I do think that I'm closer to John than the other way, if you know what I mean.
No, I agree. I was fortunate enough to go to my first Super Bowl this year. So, when you know, the defense was just so great. It wasn't a game from what I saw, you know, so it was awesome.
You saw the right game.
I also want to make one point
saw the best one
too before we go. So
yeah, what do you
I
got?
Live in Haddonfield. So does Joe Flacco. you know, I'm not like we're best friends or something, but I see him often over the years. And mm-hmm. I'm 6 foot. John, I don't know how large you are, you know, I know in the day, but anyway, I'm 6 foot, like 180 pounds.
That's pretty tall.
That
like
guy,
6'3"?
He's like a giant, man.
Yeah. He is massive.
He's a large man.
He's got to be over very six, solid 6'6".
He's like 6'5", 6'6", somewhere in there for sure, I would say. Yeah.
He seems like a lovely fellow. I mean, kid is big.
Quick question for you, Anthony. In Haddonfield, when he uses the public restroom, do people get as excited as they did here? Or is that not a thing there? No.
Well, there's not a lot of public bathrooms.
Anthony, you got a... you gave us... Was this Major League? Was your answer for the iconic scrimmage, or was that the last card? Did you give us an answer yet?
No. My answer...
No, okay, yeah, yeah. What was your iconic image?
I don't know if it's a still, but I'm going to say when Pacino is looking at Fredo when he realizes he's the rat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when he. Oh, my God. I knew it was you, Fredo. Oh, that's a great answer. The two of their faces close together. I know it was you, Fredo. Oh.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, we got some good answers. I will say, and there's one caller left on the board, so we will get to him after time's yours. I will hold off on. There was a clear answer that I'm surprised wasn't said today. But let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home or on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's do it with Time's Yours.
Can anyone explain why Joey Bathtub takes half the summer for vacation? His entire job is a vacation. Thanks, Time's Yours.
Yeah, I don't have a good response there.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know why.
We don't know where he is. We don't know what he's doing.
We don't know what he's doing.
It does feel like he's taking a lot of days, though. I'll give him that.
It's just crazy that this Harper, you know, he gets an excuse for everything. He has stunk all year except for about 15 games. Come on, man. Let's hold this guy accountable. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of him. Time's yours.
Well, I mean... He flat out is not. I'm talking about Bryce Harper there.
Yeah, he's tired of him.
He is not stunk at all. I mean, he's got the second highest OPS on the team. I mean, even that's the thing is Bryce Harper can be like average Bryce Harper, and it's like okay as a player. It's like above average, and it's like he stinks. He's terrible. Like, look, all I know is that every playoffs other than one at bat last year, when the lights are the brightest, similar to Jalen Hurts, when the lights are the brightest, Bryce Harper has been at his best. I of all the concerns that you might have going into the playoffs, I think Bryce should be low on your list.
Hey, I was driving up one of the remote roads in Delaware County, and I happened to see Joe DeCamera walking with a sign, and it said, "We'll do morning radio shows for food." He is missing in action, right? Time's yours.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We really don't know.
No idea, buddy.
Yeah.
We don't know.
This is like a fun trick.
So he never tells you guys where he's going?
No. He'll vent like once in a while. I'll wheedle it out of him, or it'll like he'll like I'll find out. Like the one time he called me from Greece, you know, on the beach. The one time
I was
like
from Greece,
yeah. And it's like I'm in Greece. I'm like, cool, man. That's awesome. Thanks for letting me.
I don't bother inquiring.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I really have gotten to the point where I really mean this. I don't care. I don't care. With that, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get...
Odds are good he just heard us, though.
Oh, yeah. No, he's listening. Always. Always listening. Tuning in. You know, I think about Joe with WIP, like the, you know, the, what's the name, Rockwell song that with Michael Jackson. I always feel like somebody's what I always feel like. Joe's listening to me. Yeah, he's always out there. All right, let's get one more call, and we'll pick a winner coming up in a minute for the best iconic still image from a movie. Let's first talk to Bam and Upper Darby. What up, Bam?
Morning, fellas. Morning, crew. How you guys doing? Hey, Rhea.
Morning.
Shout out to
Good
your
morning.
Buddy, Rob. Hello?
Hi. What's that?
Shout out to your buddy, your Rob over there, Lombardi Meats.
Oh, he's the best. That's my butcher.
Shout out to Rob.
Yep. And John. Congratulations. Yep. I haven't got to talk to you, but congratulations on your new engagement.
Thanks, Bam.
Yep. All right, my question is about the Eagles' defense, right? Do you think Galex Hunt has the opportunity to have a starting position, or is he still going to have to be in the secondary?
He's got an opportunity to be a starter. There's no question. I think Vic Fangio views him as the starter right now. When they're in base, they want him coming off the edge with Nolan Smith. He's coming off one side. Nolan Smith's coming off the other side. They are the outside linebackers in our starting base defense as it stands right now. But he's got to hold on to that spot. You know, he's got to continue every day to show that he deserves it. And, you know, because he doesn't have a track record. He doesn't have a repertoire. Doesn't have a resume. So much to build upon. He's got to prove it.
Okay. And Celtics, I got a Phillies question for you.
Yeah, lay it on me, man.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, do you think with, you know, Schroeder having that honorary pitch with his father and, you know, how they're talking about getting him back over to the Reds, do you think that's the reason why we lost the two games and then win the series? Is the Schroeder curse?
No, I don't. I don't. That is funny, though. And, like, the teammates looking at him side-eye, maybe. No, I just think, look, I think they had a couple down games. You know, I'm not going to overreact too much to it. But, look, it was frustrating. And it's a reminder. Look, I think we had a caller talk about it earlier, and it is what it is. Like, no matter how confident I feel in the group, and I do think this is a different group this year. I do feel confident in them. It does feel like things are kind of coming together at the right time, minus the last two games. We're not going to feel sure about it until they get in the playoffs. Like, we know that. We've got too much sense memory of the last couple years expecting a certain thing that we need to, like, we need to see it and feel it to really believe it. You know, Bam, you got an answer for us? Iconic still image from a movie?
Yes. Thelma and Louise at the end where they drove the car over the curb to see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. All right, good call, Bam. I think that's more of an iconic moment, yeah. I'd say, than image. Jurassic Park, we got zero answers from Jurassic. I thought there were like five winning answers from Jurassic Park. The first time they see the big dinosaur, the T-Rex's foot when it plops down, the T-Rex with the guy in his mouth pulling him out of anyway. Lots of potential answers. All right, we have to pick a winner for the Adam Sandler tickets. We had the Saving Private Ryan answer looking out over the field. The Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore, Happy Place. We had King Kong. I think that's a pretty great answer. Alien, Ripley's face right up against the aliens, the closing the eyes. Indiana Jones, that was a big answer with the boulder. Ten Commandments, Red Sea parting. Here is Johnny. Titanic was a great answer, too, on the front of the mask. What are we thinking here?
I think it's Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp was another great one. Yeah, good call.
Ripley, potentially. I really like the Lady and the Tramp spaghetti.
I love that one, too.
Yeah, you guys
would.
I'm
because,
good.
You know, Joe would never let us get away with an animated.
No, you're right. You know what? In honor of Joe not being here, it's a very clever answer. It has never once been brought up on our show. I am not sure who said it. Vonnie Hanamirian, helping out with the answers. We'll figure that out on our end. But congratulations to whoever was who said that, because that was a great answer for Lady and the Tramp. Late in the show. Thank you to Louis Coco and Vonnie Hanamirian producing the show back at the studio. An outstanding job. Jack Miller, his first morning show job. Great job, Jack. On site.
We didn't fire
awesome
you.
Job. Yeah, Jack
good job.
Came through.
Good work.
Yeah, Jack did it. Jack did a wonderful job today. My audio levels were great all day,
yes.
Jack. So we appreciate that. For real, here's John Ritchie. We'll be back tomorrow from Borgata. We will react to what John Ritchie's about to watch on the practice field. We'll find out if John Ritchie has any more interactions with Deuce Staley or any other cool former players that he used to play with and whatnot. But either way, we will react to practice tomorrow. Elliot will join the show again and all that as we head into the weekend. So for Rhea Hughes, for John Ritchie, I'm James Seltzer. Thank you for listening to another edition of The Morning Show. Keep it here. Joe and Hugh, they're coming up next.